السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards independence and self-determination. The one who addresses Allah the Exalted on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, matters which the heart cannot deal with, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues. Imam al-Hussein's words to Tarimmah bin Uday and his associates. By Allah, I do hope that whatever Allah has determined for us will be good for us, whether we will be slain or victorious. Some of them have fulfilled it by death, and some are still waiting. They have not changed in the least. O Allah, reward us and them with paradise, and take us and them to the place of your grace and the most ardently desired and deposited rewards of yours. There is indeed a covenant between us and the people of Al-Kufa, and we cannot turn away due to this covenant so long as we would see where our end would be.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati حلت بفنائي عليك مني.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of زيارة الناحية المقدسة. Stay tuned.
وبقي الليل والنهار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
As-salamu ala ibn khatim al-anbiya السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-Salamu ala al-Murammal bid-Dima. As-Salamu ala al-Mahduk al-Khiba. As-Salamu ala khamis ashab ahl al-Kasaya.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. Sallallahu alayki wa abdillah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program Dialogue. I'm Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. I'm explaining some aspects of Imam al-Hussein's discourses. In answer to Tarammah ibn Adi and his companions, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated that when Tarammah ibn Adi and others, moved out of Kufa and reached Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they encountered Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam at the station of Ayb al-Hijanat. They had some sort of conversation with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and inquired of his reasons for leaving Mecca, because Mecca was the sacred precinct of the Kaaba, and moving toward al-Kufa. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated it to them. First of all, Tarammah ibn Adi and his companions gave Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam the saddening news of the martyrdom of Qays ibn Musahhar al-Saydawi. Then they inquired for more information and guidelines from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam got very much worried and distressed at the news of the martyrdom of Qays ibn Musahhar al-Saydawi, because Qays was a special courier of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam prayed for the soul of Qays ibn Musahhar al-Saydawi and indicated that, he prayed for the, abundant rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give Qays ibn Musahhar al-Saydawi because of his sacrifice. At that moment, Tarammah explained it to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam that he had noticed a large crowd of people at the gate of the city of al-Kufa, and they were intent to leave Kufa in order to confront Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Then, as Tarammah was a devotee of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he suggested Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to take a refuge in another area and another region, within the region of Iraq. However, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam never accepted that proposal, because his mission was something else. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam had received 12,000 of letters of invitation from the people of al-Kufa. And it wouldn't be accepted of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam not to answer the Kufans and move to somewhere else. So in this way, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated and stressed his resolute decision in order to move toward Al-Kufa because of the whole situation demanded him to do so. However, at that time, Taremmah sought the permission of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to go to his own people and family members. However, when Taremmah was with his people over there in his tribe, he received the saddening news of the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and in this way, Taremmah failed to be regarded as one of the martyrs of the Ashura Insi. Sallallahu alayhi wa abdullah.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك مني